signify their presence. All members voted. All members voted. Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 17 senators present this morning. Senators Eliason and Rohde are excused from the call of the Senate today. Senator Eliason is present.
May we stand for the invocation?
Our God and our Father, we come to thee this morning in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to no other, for there are no other gods but thee. We are thankful that thou art the God of life. James, the half-brother of Jesus, said, say not on the morrow we should go into the city and buy and sell and get gain, but rather say, if the Lord wills, we will do this or that. He also said that life is as a vapor. It is here and it is gone. Lord, cause us to be mindful of your will and accomplish it. We pray for the protection of these senators and their families, the President of these United States, and all who are in authority. We pray that you would watch over them as they seek to accomplish thy will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Secretary, certify as clerk, Mr. Daily Journal.
I wish to certify for the Journal for the 114th day with the following correction. On page 1132, change House Bill 210 to House Bill 101 on the fiscal note and certify for Senate Supplement Number 40.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Journal for the 114th day as approved and corrected in Senate Supplement Number 40.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I have four prominent citizens from Ketchikan here today in the gallery on my side. They're all officials with the Gateway Borough. Marvin Yoder, our borough manager, Mayor Carol Fader, Russ Walker, who is the borough and city attorney, and Jim Elkins, who is a borough assemblyman and who, he told me a few minutes ago, might very well be a candidate for the House of Representatives on the Republican ticket next year. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
We welcome you here this morning, gentlemen. Are there messages from the governor?
Messages of May 4. Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 54 amended, honoring E.J. Ernie Haugen, Legislative Resolve Number 10. I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Conference Committee substitute for House Bill Number 29, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to restore partial year funding for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1982 and providing for an effective date, Chapter 26. Dear Mr. President, for your information, on behalf of Governor Hammond, I am transmitting the following engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate CS for House Bill Number 640, Jude, amended Senate, relating to games of chance and contests of skill and providing for an effective date, Chapter 27, Session Laws 1982. Sincerely, Keith W. Specking, Legislative Assistant to the Governor. Those are the Governor's messages this morning.
Are there any messages from the House?
Mr. President.
Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as present.
Objection. Senator Fisher, shown as present. Do you have messages from the House?
Message of May 4. The House has passed CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 70, Resources, relating to commercial fishing of North Pacific Chinook salmon with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 70, Resources, and returning for consideration.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in House amendments to SJR 70 and ask the body to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Joint Resolution 70. If you're ready for the question, you may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any person wish to change his or her vote? Secretary Close Roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
The Senate has concurred in the House amendments. You may proceed.
Message of May 4. The House passed Senate Bill number 765 amended, an act exempting the importation of alcoholic beverages for religious purposes from a prohibition on the importation of alcoholic beverages into municipalities or villages with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 765 Judiciary, exempting the importation of sacramental wine for religious purposes from a prohibition on the importation of alcoholic beverages into municipalities or villages, and returned for consideration.
Mr. Rules Chairman.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 765 and ask the body to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 765? If you're ready for the question, you may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any person wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
So, the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 765.
Those are the messages from the House today, Mr. President.
Are the communications?
We have no communications.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 741, Child Support Enforcement, and a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute Judiciary. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Parr signed do pass. Senator Ray and Senator Anderson signed no recommendation. SB 741 has a further referral to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered CS for House Bill number 844, Hess amended.
President. Senator Elias, will be at ease. Proceed.
The committee report I read you was not the latest committee report. The Finance Committee considered SB 741, Child Support Enforcement, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass with a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Eliason, and Ferguson. Senate Bill 741 has no further referral.
To the Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered CS...
Secretary, I think perhaps that I would ask the Rules Chairman to be... And you have been, sir, but be certain the staff points out to all of us any title changes in bills now when we start to come down to longer calendars and so on and get really busy. You may proceed.
CSHB 844, Financing of Rural Health Facility Improvements and Maintenance, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title, a new fiscal note, and do pass. Signed, Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring. Senators Stimson, Coletta, Kelly, and Fisher. House Bill 844 has a further referral to Finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 885, Dedication of Revenue to the Alaska Permanent Fund, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and calendared May 6th. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Dankworth. This bill will appear on the May 6th calendar. The Rules Committee considered CSSS SB 684 Finance amended, Investment and Management of the Alaska Permanent Fund available for distribution, and recommend it be calendared May 5. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler. Senator Dankworth signed no recommendation. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 212, Establishing the Alaska Railroad Authority, and recommends that it be calendared with the Transportation Committee substitute on May 5. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Dankworth. This also appears on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
The reports of special committees.
May 4, 1982. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee considering CS for Senate Bill number 95, CNRA, relating to election of school board members, and House CS 4CS for Senate Bill Number 95, CNRA, effective date added by the House, relating to election of regional school board members, effective date recommends that the Senate concur in House amendments and pass House CS 4CS for Senate Bill Number 95, CNRA, effective date added by the House, relating to election of regional school board members, effective date. Signed, Senator Gilman, Chairman, Senators Ferguson and Parr, Representative Fuller, Chairman, Representatives O'Connell and Clarkson.
Under the rules, it's been brought to my attention that we do not have to have a 24-hour wait if it's a conference committee. It would be that if it was a conference committee that had powers of free conference or had even limited powers of free conference, that we would need to wait a 24-hour period under the new rules. Senator Kelly.
President, I would move that the Senate adopt conference committee report for Senate Bill Number 95 and ask the body to vote yes.
There's no debate. The question is, shall the Senate adopt conference committee report for committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 95? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excuse.
The conference committee report has been adopted. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that the vote on the report be considered the vote on the effective date.
Being no objection, the effective date clause has been added and adopted.
That is the only special committee report today.
It takes us to the calendar. First item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 212. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 212 by Senators Dankworth, Krutula, and Sturgiluski, an act relating to the Alaska Railroad, establishing the Alaska Railroad Authority, and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, a majority do pass, signed Senator Ray Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Dankworth, and Krutula. Senator Sackett signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee waived referral on this bill. There is a committee substitute.
Are there amendments to the committee substitute? Senator, you have the floor.
President, I would ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the committee substitute.
Objection. Secretary, read the committee substitute by title.
CS for Senate Bill Number 212, Transportation by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Railroad and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill Number 212 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Were you trying to get the floor, Senator Fisher, before that motion was placed?
I was principally for the purpose of a question.
A question for the possible preparation of an amendment?
Yes. To whom? To whomever.
You have the floor, Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, in reviewing the background description, it says that the legislature would have to, by law, approve any extension of a railroad exceeding 50% of the total track mileage. I was just wondering sort of how the 50% was arrived at, if somebody could enlighten me on that.
You have the floor, Senator.
To answer the question, Mr. President, I think I'd have to say that I wasn't present when that was discussed by the attorneys and how they came to the 50%. But I do know that there was a feeling that up to the first $5 million and up to a certain point, we can't come to the legislature every time this railroad has to make a decision. But if it became important for any diversification or any major extensions, it would require that they certainly go to the governor and get his approval, and he could require that before he approved it that the legislature would be required also to approve it. But I'm assuming that they say anything to set some guidelines to slow the governor down in the event that he got overly ambitious. They said anything above 50%. Would have to require legislative approval. From a very practical viewpoint, I think it's safe to say that no governor would extend that railroad by 50% without checking with the legislature.
Senator Kelly.
Consent that Senate Bill number 212 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. The Secretary read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 212, Transportation, an act relating to the Alaska Railroad and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 212 is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Dankworth.
I'm going to assume that most of the members have read a commentary and section-by-section analysis on this bill. I sent it out to each one of your offices yesterday because of the complexity of the bill, so you'd have time to review it. Most of it is all of a technical nature in kind of boilerplate type things in how to operate an authority. There are some points that I guess should be made. This bill will actually not really be in effect until after we come back the next time. There will be an interim committee, and I believe that committee is one that's in existence now, appointed by the governor, and I think it's the president of the Senate, a member of the House, a member of the Department of Transportation, a member of the governor's office, and I believe that's it, that will continue to negotiate the receiving of the railroad. But once that railroad, if Senate SB 1500 in the United States Senate, if it is passed, we have 6 months in which to decide to accept the railroad. At that time, that's when this bill would trigger in. So we will probably be back in session and have another look at this bill before we actually have to take over the operation of the railroad. The basic need for this, and I think our U.S. delegation also agrees, that we should have in place a mechanism to receive the railroad and to operate it. And that's what this bill does. And that's just how simple it is. It's a little bit different than some authorities that we've seen before. And I think the members should know that it is exempted from the Executive Budget Act. But it does require that even though it's exempted, it still has to submit an operating and capital budget on an annual basis to the legislature. There's still a great deal of work that's going to have to be done in creating this authority. But this will get us off to the right start. We will have an entity in place to receive the railroad.
Although I know I'm not privileged to debate the bill, I want to assure Senator Sackett, who studied authorities a great deal and read the book by Robert Moses on the New Jersey and New York Port Authority, there are strong prohibitions and penalties for political involvement by this authority. You can't build an empire without suffering penalties under the statute that is now proposed. Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 212, may substitute for Senate Bill 212, shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voting. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
Senate Bill 212 amended has passed the Senate. Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I would move that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 212 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Objection so ordered. The effective date clause has been adopted.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Mr. President, we have several motions relating to the calendar. At this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 684 be held for 1 day.
There is no objection. So ordered.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 174 be placed on the bottom of today's calendar.
Without objection.
And at the request of the Judiciary Chairman, Mr. President, I would move that House Bill 210 be returned to the Judiciary Committee for possible amendment.
No objection. House Bill 210 is returned to Judiciary Committee for a particular amendment. You have the floor, Senator Sackett.
Bring up my reconsideration of committee substitute for House Bill 524.
Your reconsideration is before us. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Committee Substitute, for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 524 LNC by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to small loans and providing for an effective date on third reading on reconsideration.
Mr. President.
The other floor is under socket.
Move and ask unanimous consent that it be held one legislative day. Explanation, I have some information coming from the Department of Revenue and hasn't arrived yet.
Without objection, your reconsideration has been taken up. The bill is before us in third reading and will be held for one legislative day. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration committee substitute for Senate Bill 212 and ask that reconsideration be taken up at this time.
Reconsideration has been noted. Secretary, read the bill. There being no objection, taking it up this time.
CS for Senate Bill Number 212, Transportation, an act relating to the Alaska Railroad and providing for an effective date in third reading on reconsideration.
The bill is before you for discussion debate. Question is called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 212 as amended pass the Senate? May proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
Senate Bill 212 has passed the Senate. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 212 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
All objection, so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. The next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 318. Secretary, read House Bill 318 by title.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 318, Resources Relating to the Control of Bee Diseases. The Senate Committee substitute had been moved and is pending.
Senate Committee substitute had been moved and is pending.
That is right, sir.
Two-year motion, Mr. Rules Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Without objection, Rules Committee substitute is adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 318, Rules by the Rules Committee, an act relating to the control of bee diseases.
The bill is before you. Second.
There are no amendments.
Second reading, no amendments. You have the floor, Mr.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill Number 318 be advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 318, Rules, an act relating to the control of bee disease.
House Bill 318 is now before you for discussion debate. Question is called for. Question is, shall House Bill 318 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
House Bill 318, as amended, has passed the Senate. The next item on the daily calendar is Committee Substitute for House Bill 573.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 573, Judiciary, an act relating to the crime of tampering with a witness. Amendment Number 1 was offered but has not been moved.
You have the floor, Senator Fisher.
Mr. President. I move Amendment Number 1. It's attached in the extract from the in the computer printout, and basically all it does is desects the bill, and I ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, Amendment Number 1 has been adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
In the absence of further amendments, Mr. Rules Chairman.
Mr. President, I move that and ask unanimous consent that House Bill Number 573 be considered a gross advance to a third reading and placed on final passage.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 573, Judiciary, amended Senate. An act relating to the crime of tampering with a witness.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. The question has been called for. Senator Ray, did you wish the floor?
No, I was looking at you.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall House Bill 573 amended pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Everyone has voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
House Bill 573 amended has passed the Senate. The next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 811. Secretary, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 811, Resources, an Act providing preferences for occupants of land under a United States Forest Service timber contract and providing for an effective date. There is now an amendment number 1 by Senator Ray.
You may read the amendment if first.
Page 1, line 13, add, section 3. This act terminates on July 1, 1983.
Move the amendment, Mr. President.
The reason for the amendment
is this bill is a particular instance, and it's to take care of a situation in the Southeast.
That's page 2.
However, if you were to leave this statute on the books, there could be, as I suggested yesterday, a collusion whereby the people that have the timber contract could not only cut the timber, but build the houses and take the land. And as such, I don't think that's in the best interest of people in the state. So this allows for the problem to be taken care of, particularly in Thorn Bay, and that's the reason for the amendment. I've talked to the prime sponsor of the bill, and between the two of us, we come up with this idea, and he had no objection.
Unanimous consent's been asked for the amendment. There is no objection. The amendment's adopted. Are there further amendments?
Actually, that amendment should have been page 2, line 12. There are no other amendments.
The absence of further amendments, Mr. Rules, Chairman.
So I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 811 be considered engrossed, placed on third reading, and up for final passage.
Without objection. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for House Bill number 811, Resources, amended Senate, an act providing preferences for occupants of land under a United States Forest Service timber contract and providing for...
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. The question is, shall House Bill 811 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
Bill 811 has passed the Senate. Mr. Rules, Chairman.
And that the roll call on the passage of HB 811 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on daily calendar is sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 61. Secretary, read the bill.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 61 by Senator Dankworth, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to appropriations and creating an investment fund. The Finance Committee considered this resolution and recommends it be replaced with the CS Finance with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sturgiluski, Stimson, and Dankworth. Senator Ferguson and Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. The Judiciary Committee considered this resolution and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute Judiciary with a new title. Senator Rohde, chairman, signed do pass. Senator Ray signed. Do not pass while Section 26 is included. Senator Anderson signed. Do not pass unless Section 26 is deleted. Senator Parr signed. No recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this resolution and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute rules and calendared on May 5. Signed, Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Curtula. There are 3 committee substitutes.
Senator Dankworth.
I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
I heard the objection.
I'd like to know the difference between the Rules Committee. If one is considerably longer than the other, I'd like to know what the new material is.
Does the Rules Chairman, the Finance Chairman, wish to respond to a question? Mr. Finance Chairman?
Well, there's a difference in that Section 26. Senator Ray wanted removed has been removed. And that dealt with the capital move. And the other amendment would deal in Section 17, Section 1, in which the legislature may appropriate one-fifth. Normally it was one-fourth, and now it is 20% of the fund. The rest of the bill remains the same.
The motion is to adopt the committee substitute. There being no further objection, unanimous consent was asked. Committee substitutes adopted. Secretary, read the bill. Senator Fahrenkamp, did you wish to
Mr.
speak?
Mr. President, may we have a brief at ease?
Okay. By title, then we'll have an at ease. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 61, Rules by the Rules Committee, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to appropriations and the retention, investment, and expenditure of certain state revenues, providing for effective dates for the amendments, and superseding the amendments proposed by Legislative Resolve No. 1, First Special Session of the 12th Legislature, FSS-FCCS-SJR-4.
Bill is before you for discussion, debate, further amendment. We have had an at ease called for by Senator Fahrenkamp. Let's come back to order. We are in second reading on Senate Joint Resolution Number 61. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I would like to ask a question on page 2, where the, it was line 8, 7 and 8. In the sentence, the balance remaining in the Alaska Resource Fund after deduction of appropriations approved by the voters may be invested as provided by law in capital projects which are owned by the state and in programs administered by the state. And I've been asking, trying to get the information what programs are included. The only programs that I can come up with would be programs such as Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and other loan programs, and I would like to ask the sponsor if that is what is intended in here. The way that sentence reads, that's only after the vote on the particular vote that would be every other year of the 20% or one-fifth of the balance of the resource fund. And my concern, Mr. President, is that the information that has been provided indicates an actual purchase value of what would be left in the general fund, a declining balance, and the loan programs are very, very important in my estimation in the state, and I am not comfortable that they have been provided for under this resolution.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, any program administered by the state, approved by the voters, a general election, and a return to the fund the amount of the investment at a rate of return equal to the market rate of return for similar investments, but not less than the rate of return provided for obligations of similar maturity, come under this program. Anything. When you're talking about going to amend the Constitution, you're supposed to have a forward look, and you're looking down the road 20, 25 years perhaps. So rather than just to leave it to capital projects, we decided to enlarge it to programs administered by the state, approved by the voters, that return an equal market value.
Mr. President.
Yeah, the floor is Senator.
My question really wasn't answered because on the second, on line 6, it says the balance remaining in the Alaska Resource Fund after deduction of appropriations approved by the voters.
Senator Dankworth.
Let me see if I can help him on the loan programs. If you hand out the sheet, the last one that I just handed out, projecting revenues in line four, better than that on line on column three, like for 1984, the total revenue. It's column four, which would be section 16 revenue. After you, we would have an operating budget of $2,239.5 million, which out of that would be operating and capital. So that's what we're spending right now for loan programs. We can, if we want to, under this program, I suppose, go and have the people every 2 years vote, and we could use the loan programs, put it on the ballot every 2 years if we wanted to. However, these projections that we have here are at a 30% percentile of the revenue projections, which even I think we all agree are quite low. But out of this money, if we're going to have a limitation, this is exactly what it does. It says that if you want to loan out money, and all our loan programs do is subsidize. So if you want to subsidize a loan program or something, you're going to have to take it out of this fund, and you just may not have as much for capital. So that's what we're doing right now. It would be a reduction to that degree, but the loan programs would come out of that. I think further that I might comment for Senator Gilman's question. I think that when Senator Ray and other members of the judiciary put that programs in there, they had in mind perhaps even investments or where the state does not own the whole project, but might want to invest in a pipeline with companies, or it might want to invest in other things where they may not be the sole owner. They would set up a program. I've asked for an attorney general's opinion, and he's assured me yesterday that when we talk about, particularly in hydroelectric and the energy program for Alaska, that those monies can be distributed. That this does protect the projects, and their interpretation is that we could appropriate money to that energy program for Alaska, and it could be distributed as long as we list the projects in the bill. So I hope that answers the question. I think in just a nutshell, Senator Gilman, that money is going to have to come out of the money. Unless the people have approved it, it's going to have to, our loan programs are going to have to come out of our that money available for operation under Section 16.
These are questions theoretically preparatory to an amendment to this legislation. Senator Sturzluski?
Brief at ease.
And in recess for 5 minutes.
We are. The Senate will please come back to order. The posture we are in. We're in second reading of Senate Joint Resolution 61. There were questions for the possible amendment. Are there further questions in second reading for possible amendments? The absence of amendments, Mr. Rules Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that SJR 61 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, please read the bill by title.
CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 61, rules, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to appropriations and the retention, investment, and expenditure of certain state revenues, providing for effective dates for the amendments, and superseding the amendments proposed by Legislative Resolve number 1, first special session of the 12th Legislature, SSFCCS SJR 4.
Has the title been changed, Mr. Rules Chairman?
No, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the title change.
Without objection, the title change has been adopted. There is a question. You have the floor, Senator Dankworth.
Well, I'd like just 1 minute.
We'll be at ease. Please come back to order. It's a constitutional amendment, as you know, proposed, that is. The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 61 as amended, shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
Senate Joint Resolution 61 has been adopted by the Senate. Senator Ray.
Opposed to reconsideration on SJR 61. I ask to be taken up at this time.
Senate, Mr. Ruiz, Chairman.
I object to be taken up at this time. I prefer to wait one day until tomorrow.
Fine, it's your privilege. Notice reconsideration has been given. It will be taken up tomorrow. Are there... Senator Ray?
I suppose that I don't know if it's proper, but I would ask the chair's consideration. I will withdraw my reconsideration. Okay. It's agreeable. I wouldn't ask the man's consent to withdraw the reconsideration. Somebody else can put it on if they want.
Senator Ray's reconsideration has been withdrawn. Mr. Rules, Chairman.
I'd give notice of my reconsideration on SJR 61.
Rules Chairman's reconsideration has been noted. It takes us down to House Bill 174. The Secretary read House Bill 174.
CS for House Bill Number 174, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to aid to families with dependent children and providing for an effective date. The Senate Committee substitute was moved and pending. The Rules Senate Committee substitute.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, in view of Senator Rohde's absence, I would move that House Bill 174 be held in second reading for tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection, be held to tomorrow's calendar in the second reading posture. Takes us down to unfinished business. Senator Ray.
Consideration of Senate Bill 777.
Senator Ray has requested reconsideration be brought up at this time. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 777, Rules, an act providing for a legislative professional staff loan program.
The bill is before us. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to return to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment.
Without objection, the Secretary, read the specific amendment.
Amendment number one by Senator Gilman on page 1, line 28, after the word compensation. Delete the remainder of the phrase and insert not to exceed salary and benefits established by the Council for Legislative Aids.
Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I would move an amendment to the amendment. The amendment to the amendment
I think you have to move the amendment first, Senator.
I will move the amendment. Ask unanimous consent.
You have the floor. The amendment is before us.
Okay. Then, Mr. President, I would move the amendment to the amendment, which would be strike the words by the council. Mr. President, it's been pointed out to me that the council does not set salary and benefits, that is a function of the Rules Committee. So I think by taking those three words out, it would still be the intent.
You ask unanimous consent, ask unanimous for, the
consent the amendment? For the amendment to the amendment?
Without objection.
Yes. Mr. President, I would ask unanimous consent then to the amendment.
Objection is noticed. You have the floor, Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I'm not sure how the author of this bill feels about it, but so far as I can see, it would pretty well gut the effectiveness of the bill. I can imagine a situation where a committee of the legislature might wish to have the services of a faculty member of the University of Alaska. The university might be willing to share part of the salary with the legislature, so there would be a cost-sharing proposition in case of a person who might be a full professor of economics or political science or whatever it might be. a professor who might be paid significantly more than a legislative aide and would obviously, or would hopefully, be able to provide some real services to the committee. Under this, the only way that professor, who might be a full tenured professor, could come and help the legislature would be to forgo part of his or her salary, and I just don't think that would be practical.
Senator Gilman and Senator Bennett?
Mr. President, it was my impression that this bill was to establish a leave of absence situation from university or some other branch of government. And I don't know of any other leave of absence where a person is on full salary unless it is sabbatical leave. But a leave of absence usually has no salary. And I don't want to... set up a system where we are again going to get back into the situation where some people get a buku amount of money and some people don't.
Senator Bannon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think most everyone who serves in the legislature, for the most part, takes a loss in salary. It really doesn't give me any heartburn if someone who voluntarily comes from another branch of government has to take a little bit of loss in salary. The members here, as you know, $18,900 that we get, I think most of us could do a little bit better in other endeavors. So there has to be a little bit of sincerity, a little bit of dedication in order to be a part of this. Thank you, Mr. President.
The question is, shall the amendment be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change the vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 nays, 1 excused.
Amendment has been adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Mr. Rules Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 777 be advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 777, Rules Amended, an act providing for a legislative professional staff loan program.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Ray, you have the floor.
Mr. President, in view of the separation of powers and what this reminds me of, the kind of thing that I can say that it is it reminds me of the Trojan horse approach. You're going to have judicial officers, you're going to have university professors, you're going to have administrative executives working their will from within the committee structure, from within the legislature itself. We have enough problem with them outside of it. I don't think we should have them inside.
Senator Kelly.
I agree with Senator Ray, but it strikes me as it's more of the camel's nose under the tent approach. And I think what we're going to see is we're going to see every agency out there that can possibly justify it, have positions established, knowing that they're going to be in the legislature, and in essence, every area of state government is going to have their people within the legislative structure. I think it's in the legislature's best interest and the best interest of good government that we resist that sort of effort.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I cede the floor to the sponsor of the bill.
Senator Stimson, you were seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to request a brief at ease.
Be at ease. We are in third reading and in debate. Senator Stimson.
Thank you, Mr. President. fascinating to me that this bill has become so controversial. It's real clear to me what's going on. And I guess I'm highly disappointed that no one has even really approached me to talk about their concerns other than Senator Kelly. I think the irony of this is that the legislation, though it represents enabling legislation, doesn't provide for anything different than what is currently available. I was just attempting with this legislation to provide an avenue that would make it a little bit more accessible if I, as a legislator, wanted to hire a member of one of the other branches of government, the university, or one of the various agencies. I am in complete discretion as a legislator whether I hire someone and under what conditions, and that's what's provided for in this bill. I'm sure it doesn't matter what the issue is, we can fabricate and create all kinds of problems with it. The truth is, this is a pretty straightforward and simple bill, and there are other problems at play that aren't real obvious to me.
Mr. Farr?
Mr. President, if I understand the bill correctly, the initiative lies with the legislature here, not with the executive branch, not with the university. Second point, Mr. President, I have a great deal of difficulty in believing that some person hired as an aide who comes from the executive branch or from the university is going to strongly influence my distinguished colleague from Juneau. The gentleman from Juneau has his own mind, and I've never known anybody who's going to influence him very strongly if he believes in something, and I think that's true of probably all of us on this floor. We all have our own opinions. We're all at least strong enough to make up our own minds. We probably wouldn't be here in the first place. And I'm not really worried about some aid that I get making my mind for me on what's going to happen with legislation.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I agree with my colleague from Fairbanks. I'm not worried about myself either.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 777, amended, shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his vote? Secretary, close roll.
Roll shows 10 yeas, 9 nays, and 1 excused.
Bill has failed. Are there further items under unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Ray.
Transportation Committee will meet on May 6th at 1:30 p.m. in the Butteridge Room. Request the unanimous consent to waive the 5-day rule and take up Senate Joint Resolution 86 relating to the operation of pilot car in the state by a non-resident alien.
Without objection. Senator Bennett.
Finance Committee will meet at 9 a.m. on Thursday, May 6th, taking up Senate Bill 817, an act relating to medical assistance for needy persons. Also on Friday at 8:30 a.m., taking up Senate Bill 866, an act making special appropriation to the Senate State Affairs Committee for a study on the potential contracting for state services. Also taking up House Bill 509, an act relating to analysis of employment and unemployment in the state. Also, we'll be meeting on the 10th of May at 9 a.m., taking up SB 835, an act establishing a national petroleum reserve.
Baron Camp.
Mr. President, may we return to unfinished business?
Without objection.
Mr. President, Senate Resources would like to waive referral on a committee substitute for House Bill 304. It has a further referral to Finance. Ask unanimous consent. Mr. President, may we return to announcements?
We are back to announcements.
Mr. President, there will be a meeting from 4 to 6 on Friday of the Joint House Resources Committee and House Gas and Oil Committee, with the members of the Senate Gas and Oil Committee as well. It'll be from 4 to 6 on Friday in the governor's conference room to have a hearing on the proposed pipeline tariff agreement. Today at 1:30, the Resources Committee will meet on House Bill 2 relating to land. Committee substitute for House Bill 637 relating to the regulation of the taking, the purchase, and sale of certain fisheries resources. House Bill 888 relating to the royalty oil contract of Tesoro Alaska Petroleum Company. House Bill 889 relating to the sale of royalty oil by the state of Alaska to Doy Unlimited. House Resolution 51 relating to the enhancement of wildlife populations through predatory management. HCR 52 relating to habitat management. HJR 75 relating to habitat management. And committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 76 relating to the enhancement of wildlife population through predatory management.
Senator Bennett.
Mr. President, we return, please, to unfinished business.
Objection. We've returned unfinished business.
Request unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the House starting Monday at 11 a.m. through Sunday at 12 noon for official state business to attend a meeting of the Silver Anniversary 84 Commission in Anchorage.
What? Without objection. It's ordered.
Friday morning until Sunday at noon.
Without objection, he's excused. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 708 be withdrawn because it is no longer necessary.
Senate Bill 708 has been motioned withdrawn. It's withdrawn. Senator Parr. We have returned to committee announcements.
Thank you. Mr. President, the House Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon in the Barron's Building Committee Room. We have House Bill 112, Raising Legal Drinking Age, and House Bill 357, Public Assistance.
Items under special orders. I would hope that the chairman can get the various individual priorities to Rules Committee in the next day or so, so that we could be poised to send them all over to the House very, very shortly. Mr. Ruse, Chairman.
Mr. President, the Senate Finance Chairman has assured me that my fears on SJR 61 are groundless, so I'd ask to bring up my reconsideration at this time.
Reconsideration has been, unanimous consent has been asked to take it up in advance on this legislative day. There being no objection, Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 61 rules proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to appropriations and the retention, investment, and expenditure of certain state revenues, providing for effective dates for the amendments and superseding the amendments proposed by Legislative Resolve Number 1 for a special session of the 12th Legislature. On reconsideration.
Excuse me. Title change has been adopted to this legislation. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 61 amended, shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members on the floor voted? Secretary, close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? I apologize. No member wishes to change their vote. Close the roll.
Roll shows. 16 yeas, 1 excused, and 2 absent.
Resolution has passed the Senate. Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, unless there are any further announcements, I move the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. Thursday, May 6th.
We're adjourned.